Petersburg's cheapest source of hydropower will be getting an overhaul, and the assembly Monday approved a notice to proceed with purchase of the new generation gear. The British company Jilks Hydro bid a little over $2 million to provide the turbine, generator, and other equipment for the work. The assembly back in February approved the award of that purchase, but it was contingent on voter approval in October. Voters did say yes to the $7.8 million bond issue by a large margin. The borough and the company agreed to revisit the bid based on changes in currency values and prices for the metal needed to build the new generator. An increase in the cost of copper and steel will mean just under $90,000 more, driving the overall cost to nearly $2.1 million. The borough's utility director, Carl Hagerman, said that's a 4.5% increase, but it's well within the contingency budgeted for and still well below the next nearest bid.
My recommendation is to move forward with this and get the components in process.
That new equipment could be installed in the summer of 2023. It was a 6-0 vote to approve that notice to proceed, essentially a commitment to make the purchase. Meanwhile, a consultant presented findings of a rate study for the cost of electricity in Petersburg that anticipates a bump in rates for customers of Petersburg Municipal Power and Light, an average of just under 20% over 2 years. Residential customers could see a slightly larger rate hike, while large commercial users would have less of an increase under one scenario presented Monday. That would make some adjustments to make sure the different customer classes are covering the cost of electricity flowing to them. The increases would help repay the bond issue for the blind slough work, along with an additional standby diesel generator. That additional revenue would also pay for an expected rise in the wholesale cost of power from Petersburg's other hydro sources. Consultant John Heberling of DeHittle & Associates explained the timing to the assembly.
The rates more or less have to be at this higher level by the time a bond issue is conducted. Primarily from the standpoint of being able to support the additional debt service that will be forthcoming.
The Assembly still needs to vote on rate hikes in 3 readings of an ordinance. That could be introduced as soon as the second meeting this month. The borough is also hiking the cost of garbage collection and could be looking at increases for other local utilities as well. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.